All right, we'll begin with prayer. The Lord, I thank you for the move of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of your people who love you worldwide. And I thank you that you use us collectively to do this one work, to win souls and establish the body of Christ. Lord, help us to do all this in your heart, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, last time we stopped at verse 31. In St. John, excuse me, St. John chapter 19, verse 30 reads, "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished,' and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a hot and high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. When he said, 'It is finished,' everything that the Lord was had promised Adam, when he said that the seed of woman would crush his head, and actually he was talking to the serpent and indirectly Satan. See, the woman would crush his head and he would bruise his heel. Jesus said, 'It is finished.' And the Lord fulfilled this promise. Many wars had been fought because of this. Satan was trying to find out who was the seed of woman. And if he thought somebody was the seed of woman, he tried to kill him. And when David was anointed king, Satan knew that another king was coming that would be devout. And he had Goliath making all those threats. And then David killed Goliath. Now he's more nervous. I mean, he thought it was Moses. He thought it was Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He didn't know who the seed of woman was. And now Jesus said, 'It is finished.' And he died. He gave up the ghost. At this point, humanity won. He won a great victory for us. And he gave us life. He gave us his life. And he destroyed death for our future. Now, the Lord still, because the Lord gave me this writing one time, it said that it was talking about proof. Without faith, the Lord didn't give us proof. Without faith, he didn't. He took it away from us. All the proof that would prove that God is requires faith, all of it. So, man is three part. His spirit is saved. His spirit is made perfect.
Amen.
And he can renew his mind, but his body is going to die just like the world. Now, Jesus died on the cross. He gave up the ghost. He released his spirit from his body. But it looked like they killed him. And that's what they expected. And that's what Satan expected. But there was no sin in it. Sin couldn't hold him. Sin had no root. He was above the laws of sin and death. But he gave up the ghost. Now we receive life, but our bodies still die. And it looks like, on the outside, it looks like nothing happened. But on the inside, there's a notable change made. We become peculiar people in the sight of the world. And they can see the heart of God as we live our daily lives. On a broadcast, I shared that, the Lord had me share this, that your daily routine can be a message. Just the things you do every day can glorify God. It can portray God. It can portray his wisdom, his knowledge. And it's noticeable. And he put the heart of who he is in us, so that we can go forward and train people, and just we live the life. But there's nothing that they can see. You know, if John would have still been alive, everybody in the world would know, well, it works. If Peter was still preaching. And Paul, everybody that got saved, they didn't die. They'll start figuring out, well, it works. But it doesn't work that way. Everything, we die, just, the process of life continues. But we continue to live the life of God. We've been made light and salt. The light of the world, we give people example. And because there's a standard set before people, we're also like salt. Just like the 10 men that would have, if there was 10 righteous men in Sodom and Gomorrah, God wouldn't have had to destroy it. Because people can see your life and learn. Now he's got billions of people who love him. Mm-hmm. And they, even though if it's not billions, it's a lot of people saved. And it's enough to show people an example of faith. We show people proof by faith. Everything, you know, we believe things before we see it. We believe for our healing before we see it or feel it. We believe for our knowledge before we understand it. Everything is by faith. And this is the foundation. Jesus died, he gave up the ghost. He said it is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. And it looked like he was defeated. But he gave us great victory. And then he arose from the dead and justified us. Okay, the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. And when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with the spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he saw it bear record, and his record was true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. Everything was fulfilled because it is finished. He fulfilled the whole counsel, all the prophecy of the prophets, and the counsel of God. And again, another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for the fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulcher, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulcher was near at hand. And I love this first verse, chapter 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom John loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. And they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. Now they went to see, but the stone was gone, and he was not there. And stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. We'll pick up there next week at verse 11.
Mm-hmm. The Lord just put it on my heart that we as a group need to pray for the city of San Francisco.
San Francisco.
You know, it's just like Sodom and Gomorrah, all the homosexual activity there. And you just said that it only takes 10 righteous people to save that city. And the people there were more witnesses. And you know there's many, many more people there in San Francisco than 10.
Yeah.
And plus PBN is located in that state.
Mm-hmm.
So let's as a group, and I'll pray in my understanding, and let's agree for the city of San Francisco to be delivered from the satanic oppression that it's been over for years and years.
Yeah.
But you said we're the light of the world. And God, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we
Lord
are
Jesus.
The light of the world. And
yes, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Agreement, those Christians as they do the work that is necessary.
Bless them to rise up.
We thank Lord how much you love the city of San Francisco and the state of California. We thank you for TBN that it's strong and brings a strong signal. We thank you that light dispels all that darkness, all that homosexuality in it in Jesus' name is gone. And God, the conversion, a great revival in the city of San Francisco. As people show their light as they daily live their life and as the gospel is preached to them. And they are without excuse that they will all be exposed to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and they will choose what is right in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, when you have the light and you rise up, that light shines. Yeah, people hide the light because they want to fit in. They don't want to make way.
They don't hide their light.
We're designed to make ways.
Amen. They make ways. Boy, God just finished the prayer. But you just saying that.
Mm-hmm. Because if we don't convince, if we don't give them the light they need so that they can make a sober choice,
yes.
And they don't make that sober choice, they will get a bad deal. They will get a bad deal. They're going to live forever disconnected from God in a place called hell where there's fire and brimstone. And I've been there, and you don't want to go there. The Lord showed it to me. I went to sleep, and he took me to hell as an observer. And it's hot. It's fire. It's bad. It's a lake of fire. And it's not the place to be.
Amen.
It's permanent. It's a holding place to trap sin. That's all it is. And it does. If people don't go, if they can't go to heaven, they have to go there. And there are people who the enemy has got them off track because he's afraid of them. Some of the people that's doing wrong is because the enemy sold, you know, the wrong path in their life. He got them off track so that they wouldn't be a threat. But if anybody that has a good heart, if they hear the word of God and see the light, they're coming.
Amen.
You know, Satan can't stop that. Okay.
In other words, it has a good heart and such that they'll never receive.
You can't stop.
A good heart that way.
Right. Okay. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." We remember the victory we've received.
Amen.
Well, and after the same manner, this cup. He took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." We've been given great victory.
Amen.
And the Lord will guide us and we will use it. And it's working.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for communion. I thank you for this relationship. Besides salvation, this is the best part, relating to you. You broke the veil that was between God and man. And all of us can talk to you at our own will and learn from you and be guided by you. Help us to do all these things and bear much fruit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.